Welcome to Brad Kyle's Brad's Motorworks podcast, where we'll be talking about some things about BMW, some things of cars in general, and some things about car repair. I hope you find it educational, enlightening, and I hope it increases your understanding of your car. And maybe along the way, we'll have some fun too. Thank you for listening, and here we go. COVID-19, your car and you, special edition. Well, first off, I just want to mention the time of this podcast that I'm producing. It's currently April 3rd, 2020. And keep in mind that my shop and I live in California, so obviously some of the things I may mention or talk about may not be applicable to where you are in the world in regards to stay at home, safe at home, shelter at home, whatever you want to call it. Maybe you're allowed to go out and about, and so some of the things I'm going to talk about are not necessarily applicable to you. So first off, I'm not going to spend, you know, a bunch of time, you know, ooh, what is COVID-19? I'm sure you're aware of it by now. I mean, let's face it, it's gotten become, you know, minute by minute on the news if you're so inclined in watching that. So first off, I just want to say that, you know, we will get through this and we're going to do it together. Okay. We must stay strong and be diligent about protecting ourselves, washing our hands often and practicing social distancing. I mean, the biggest thing that I'm hearing about, and it makes sense when you consider how this virus is transmitted, that, you know, the biggest thing we can do as individuals is to wash our hands often. You know, whether you wear a mask or not may be up to you. Then again, it might be something that's mandated in your area. Just keep in mind that even an N95 mask, not to get technical, but that would be considered a medical grade mask, is N95. That's what's in short supply for most of our medical professionals. But keep in mind that it's designed to, it will block a particle, a diameter size particle, down to 3 microns. We're talking about obviously microscopic size. The COVID-19 molecule is 1 micron across. So even wearing a mask, it's still going to get through. Okay. The analogy I heard would be wearing the N95 mask, it's like you have 300-pound, you know, defensive linebacker, football linebackers, and they're all trying to get through the same doorway at the same time. Okay. They're not going to be able to do that, but they'll be able to get through one at a time. Okay. So depending upon how much you're breathing and, you know, if there is COVID-19 molecules coming out of your breath, they're going to go through slower than you just not having a mask on. And of course, if you accidentally sneeze or cough or something, that's really where it'll help, you know, block those little water droplets that are coming out of your mouth and going a lot further than just air molecules. So I'm going to spend time talking about, you know, how you can properly take care of your car during this time. Obviously, this is most in regards to trying to disinfect it and keep it clean. So what you want to do is wipe down the steering wheel, shift knob, and inner and outer door handles with a disinfectant wipe. In other words, anywhere that you find yourself where you are commonly touching the inside of your car. Those would be probably the most common areas. For some people, it might also be maybe the, you know, radio or sound control knobs, maybe your climate control system you tend to turn on or off, you make adjustments. You kind of have to sort of modify that list I just gave based on what you tend to touch in your car. But certainly those big items, inner and outer door handles, shift knob, and steering wheel, you definitely want to spend time on those. But understand that you want to use a disinfectant wipe. So this would be something that you'd normally use on your hands. But just be aware that it is possible that depending upon what that wipe is made from, that it could potentially damage the car interior surfaces. Okay. You know, most things that are going to be okay for your hands or your skin are probably going to be okay for your car. Some people would say, well, wipe it down and then take a clean, like a microfiber cloth, and then dry everything off. Well, the only thing I've read is that that may, if you take it off too early or too soon, that may actually reduce the ability of the disinfectant to actually disinfect. Okay. So you do want to leave it on there, maybe preferably let it air dry. But the bottom line is that It's certainly better doing something than doing nothing. What you don't want to do or use is any sort of a very strong alcohol-based wipes. I realize that hand sanitizers have like 60 or 70% alcohol in them. That's okay. What you don't want to do is like take like, you know, pure rubbing alcohol, okay? Excuse me, I'm sorry. Alcohol-based wipes are okay. Wow, whew, long day. Alcohol-based wipes or even straight rubbing alcohol is okay on a soft towel. That will work quite well. What you do not want to use is either bleach or any kind of hydrogen peroxide, okay? That can definitely damage interior surfaces, whether it be rubber or vinyl, certainly, you know, leather. I mean, obviously, cars today have a lot of different types of interior surfaces, plastics, rubber, vinyl, leather, you know, compounds of different things. So you definitely don't want to use any kind of bleach or hydrogen peroxide because that can damage those surfaces. And it may not show up right away. It might be something where the color starts to change or, you know, it may not be obvious right away. Then again, maybe it will be. What you really want to spend the most amount of time on is actually wiping down the steering wheel. When I was doing some quick research for this podcast, I came across this quick little bit of information that was like, this is disgusting. Supposedly, as per scientific testing, the average steering wheel in the average car contains 4 times the amount of germs than what's on a typical toilet seat. Okay, that's like, ew, okay? But if you think about it, I mean, how did those germs get there on that steering wheel? From our hands. I mean, that's really about the only way it can get there besides floating around in the air. So obviously in a normal situation where we're not washing our hands very often like we should be now, you know, we're carrying around a lot of germs. And essentially the steering wheel, depending upon the surface on it, it's basically like a big sponge. Okay, so the time you spend wiping down your car on the interior, you definitely want to spend some time on the steering wheel because that's obviously a pretty dirty area. Okay, the other thing you may want to consider doing is if assuming that where you normally park your car, that it's in some sort of secured area, in other words, in your garage or, you know, something like that. Leave one or more of, when you're not using the car and it's in the garage or whatever the case may be, it's in a secured area, leave one or more of the windows open. I mean, maybe you normally do that anyway. I do. I leave my driver's window open. But leave one or more of the windows open just to let the car air out, okay? Maybe you might do that, you know, certainly if you really get disciplined about this and you're wiping your car down maybe every day, that would be a good time to leave it open, is to kind of let those smells get out of there, okay? But even if you're not, you know, when you're not using your car, just leave a window or two open to let it get some fresh air in there, okay? You know, one of the things that's going on with cars is, you know, because of the many safe-at-home orders or stay-at-home or quarantine or whatever you want to call it, I mean, let's face it, people basically just aren't driving their cars as normal, okay? Now, those people that are still in what's called essential service businesses like auto repair, and I'll talk about that in a moment, I mean, yes, we are still open, okay? So anyone who's employed in any kind of what's considered essential service type business, we're all going to work. Unless the individual store owner or business owner decides to close that particular, you know, shop or whatever it is, or business. Okay, that's up to them. But essential services are allowed to stay open. But everybody else, I heard here recently that, like, I don't know if it's across the country or maybe it was just in California, but something like 90% of the people in California are all staying at home, okay, which means that obviously we're driving our cars immensely less than what we used to. Cars wear out by miles driven, not time. So even though repair shops are open, quite frankly, and some of the, you know, calling around I've done with other shop owners and things I've read on some of the professional associations I belong to, you know, some shops are busy. Some shops are even busier than they normally are. Some shops are doing okay, and other ones are either slow or almost like dead slow. Okay. I'll be honest, right now, I'm really slow. Okay. Not looking for any, you know, crying on anybody's shoulder or anything, but the bottom line is that I am very slow. So even though I'm open and I'm thankful for that, if there's no work coming in, then there's no income. Okay. So in some respects, since you're not using your car, okay, you're not using it as much, you may want to consider contacting your, if you have a trusted repair shop or someone is your go-to repair shop, call them up, see how they're doing. They may very well, I mean, I've talked with some shop owners that in the interest of, you know, trying to generate business, and of course, there's certainly people out there that, you know, yes, it is okay for you to drive your car, even if you're in a safe at home type or stay at home type of an environment. There's a reason why they're allowing, the government is allowing these different service type businesses to be open, is because obviously if your car needs repairs or it's broken, you got to get it fixed, okay, or you'll have nothing to drive. Okay, so this is the reason they're allowing repair shops to stay open. But understand that obviously, especially the ones that are really slow, you know, they certainly would love to have work to do, okay, to be able to pay their employees and so on and so forth. So there are some shop owners that I've talked with or read, you know, some things they've posted on different online forums that we're on where, you know, they're offering free pickup and delivery service. So you don't even have to leave your house. Okay. Now, they may have contacted you about this. That's great. They may have sent out like a newsletter that's telling you, "Hey, this is what we're doing to try to protect our employees and you." They may very well be cleaning your car for you before and after they work on it. They may have all their employees wearing gloves and face masks and just, you know, just go hog wild with it, so to speak, okay? That's all good stuff. The fact that they're willing to drop off, you know, pick up and drop off your car so you don't have to go anywhere, you know, believe it or not, depending upon how big the shop is, that's quite a commitment, really, okay? But one thing you may want to ask them, besides those possible things they may be willing to do for you, is see if they do offer some kind of disinfecting service for your car. And possibly, again, it might be something that, if they're trying to generate work, they might be willing or they're offering some sort of a discount program during this time, okay? They may have advertised that, and then again, maybe not, okay? So it doesn't hurt to ask. I don't think a shop owner, most of them would not get all, you know, twisted out of shape if you asked them that, you know, I know things are tough and everything, and we're all trying to get by, but just ask them if they're by chance offering any kind of a discount program to generate work, okay? Obviously, it's up to them. It might be whatever, 5 or 10% off the bill. I mean, it's totally up to them if they're offering anything at all, okay? But if you think about it, I mean, if you've had some things that maybe you've been putting off on your car, whether they be maintenance, repair items, maybe your car is, you know, you're thinking the battery's almost dead. And obviously, let's face it, everybody under the best of circumstances and the worst of circumstances, we all want to have a car we can rely on. Okay. And obviously, and you know, with what's going on today, yes, you're driving your car probably a lot less, but you certainly want to rely on it. Okay. This might be a good time, depending upon the circumstances, to, you know, consider going ahead and having your car, you know, worked on, whether it be, again, overdue maintenance or just regular maintenance or repairs, things you've been putting off. Because, I mean, in some respects, it's probably not going to get any easier. Okay. I mean, if they're willing to, let's face it, if they're willing to pick up your car and bring it back to you and you never even have to go to the shop, you can do the entire, you know, transaction either over the phone or via email or whatever the case may be. They may very well be cleaning your car for you. I mean, they're offering a lot of services that are not normal per se. And they may very well give you a discount as well. I mean, let's face it, folks, it's not going to get any easier than that. Okay, so, but again, you know, call your shop that you hopefully trust and you have a relationship with and, you know, see what they say. If you just start calling around shop after shop going, "Hey, are you guys offering a discount because of the, you know, COVID virus?" That may not go over too well. I mean, you know, you could see what happens, okay? But if they know who you are and you've been a good, you know, long-standing good customer, I think they might be willing to, you know, do something. But again, it's really up to them, okay? But you know, definitely have the car looked over, and you know, it's a win-win for everybody. You know, like I say, I don't think it's going to get any easier for you to have the car taken care of. I mean, I think a lot of people, if you were to do a survey of, you know, what's the hassle about having your car worked on, it's basically getting it to the shop and picking it up and the loss of the vehicle for the day or several days or whatever. Okay. Well, if you're not going anywhere anyway, what the heck, you know, it might be a good time. I realize that for some people, you know, a lot of people, maybe money is tight right now. And, you know, you're hearing this and listening to it and going like, yeah, sure, Brad, up to you. You know, I'm just saying that, you know, this is what I do for a living. And I recently sent out a newsletter where I am offering, you know, 10% off repairs. Now, granted, these are to people that they are already my customers. But I also gave them, you know, the offer that, hey, if you refer a new customer to me, that the new customer gets 10% off. And, you know, they get to be the hero, you know, as far as my current customer. And yes, it obviously it generates work. 10% of money may not sound like a bunch, but it's, you know, it is money. Okay. You spend $1,000 on a repair, that's $100 back in your pocket. That's a chunk of money. Okay. That's profit that normally the shop owner would have been able to, you know, retain to pay their bills. And so that's what I'm doing. You know, again, it's up to the individual shop owner. That's about it really, as far as the car. You know, as for you as a person, my advice, you know, eat well, you know, eat a good healthy diet, stay properly hydrated, you know, get some exercise however you can. I realize for a lot of people, at least certainly in this country, the most of the gyms, if not all of them, are closed. But let's face it, there's still, you know, you can go for a nice walk, get out of your house, you know, go for a walk. Just make sure that you practice proper, you know, social distancing. If you're in an area or city or whatever that's very crowded, again, assuming you're not, I'm not telling you to break any laws. Don't do that. Okay. If you guys are in some sort of quarantine lockdown, well, then, you know, abide by the local law at the time. But, you know, get out of the house. Hopefully you're in an area that maybe has got some nice views and whatever, or maybe you live in downtown, whatever. And but you know, get out of the house, walk around, you know, get plenty of rest. Okay. I know that might be hard for some people. Some people get, you know, anxiety and so on and so forth. Frankly, a big part of that, and this is my next piece of advice, is don't watch too much TV, especially the news. Okay. I mean, watch enough so you stay informed and turn that sucker off. Because, frankly, most news is negative, okay? And to me, in my mind, and I'm, you know, I think I'm probably just like a lot of people, that I can only take so much of that. I mean, I watch two different news broadcasts at night, one at about 6:30 that's national news, and the other one at 11 o'clock that's local news. And that's all I'm getting, okay? I do not get any news over a cell phone during the day. I don't want to be that, it's not like I want to be operating in the dark, but you know, that's just not a big part of my life, and I don't want it to be. So if you find yourself where you're sitting in front of the TV all day long, just kind of getting all anxious, turn that puppy off. You know, there's got to be other things you can do that are just more positive and keep your mind off of, you know, keep your mind on better things, okay? You know, maybe you can use, if you are not able to work and you're not able to work from home, or maybe you found that your work from home time is, you're done in, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours. And so since you don't have a commute time and you're working out of your house, and you can all of a sudden now people have all this availability of time to be able to schedule their work day, whereas before they didn't. That does take a certain amount of discipline. It is obviously a kind of a big change of life for some people. There's lots of people that, unless somebody's telling them what to do, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to schedule their day. And then there's other people that, you know, it's like, wow, I have this opportunity, and maybe they're, you know, doing their work from home and they're done in 4, 5, 6 hours. And all of a sudden they got an extra 2, 3 hours or more a day of their own time. Okay. You know, maybe use the time to catch up on some favorite reading, okay? whatever that means. You know, novel or mystery or whatever the case may be. Do some reading. Maybe start a hobby. Maybe start something that you've always thought about. You know, I wish I had the time to do such and such. Well, you may have the time now. Okay, it might be short-lived. Hopefully this turns itself around and we go back to normal as quickly as possible. But gosh darn it, that might be kind of a nice, neat, new, exciting kind of a thing, is to start a hobby you've been thinking about that you've been putting off, okay? Or maybe just get some things done around your apartment or house. You know, little projects. You know, maybe you've got a backyard that could use some work. Well, get out there and there's your exercise right there, you know. Do some weeding and you know, maybe plant some plants. I mean, again, in California, and I think certainly the whole country, you know, your Home Depots and Lowe's, those are all considered part of home repair. So they're all open, okay, unless you're in a quarantine area, okay. They're all open. You know, and if nothing else, go out in front. Maybe say hi to a neighbor that you've never even met yet, you know. As long as we keep proper social distancing, there's nothing wrong with being able to have, you know, two or three or four houses worth of neighbors all of a sudden come out and start yakking and introduce one another, you know, again, just verbally, no handshaking, okay? But, you know, what the heck? You know, we're kind of made that way. We're made to be social animals. And so, you know, take the time. I mean, if you have the time now, you're stuck at home, don't just, you know, stay inside your house and do nothing and watch the TV. Okay, because that's probably not going to help you too much. You know, and another thing is, you know, maybe in a way this is just a good time to slow our lives down. Okay. I don't know how you live your life. You might be going 1,000 miles an hour with your hair on fire, and that's a normal day for you. And all of a sudden you're, you know, working out of your home or whatever the case may be. Maybe you have limited hours at your job that you're allowed to be there. You still have your commute, but you have more time in the day. Maybe this is a good time just to slow the life down, okay? Just take some time to just sit and read or, you know, look outside and watch a flower grow. I mean, I'm not trying to be sarcastic or anything, but, you know, I think a lot of times we're just, it's all go, go, go. I'm not saying everybody's like that, and I think if you were to, if you've got a friend or somebody or friends, or maybe that's the way you are normally, that you just kind of, you want to appreciate what's going on around you and be thankful for the beauty in the world. I mean, all you got to do really is look out and look at nature, you know. And if that means you've got to go for a walk because you're in, you know, downtown somewhere, you know what? I mean, life finds a way. There might be a flower growing out of the center of the sidewalk right in front of where you live. And you're like, wow, look at that. Okay. Life finds a way, okay, and just, you know, take the time to just slow it down, and frankly, you know, take the time to think about what you are grateful about, okay. I know right now, this is a tough situation for everybody, and people are getting sick and dying, and so on and so forth. I mean, if you want to get down to the bare bone basics, I mean, if you're listening to this right now, if nothing else, you woke up for another day, okay. That's a good start, okay? You know, be thankful for that right off the bat. You know, you wake up in the morning and you're still breathing and you're healthy and you're not sick. That's a good start of a day right there, okay? So, and finally, you know, help yourself by helping others. That, I realize, again, people go, well, I'm not supposed to get close to them. Well, you know, that could just be something as simple. You're walking into the food store to get some stuff, and assuming you don't have a mask on so people can see your face, just smile, you know, just a smile. You don't have any idea. For all you know, that person is about ready to cash it in, okay? They've had it. They're at their wit's end, and you simply smiling to them or saying, hi, how you doing, okay? You know, it takes, this is a physical fact, it takes less muscles to smile in your face than it does to frown, okay? So, if nothing else, a smile costs us less energy than a frown, and think how we might be making somebody else's day. So, something as simple as a smile. I mean, let's face it. Let's look at the example that the medical and first responder people do every day. I mean, they're putting their lives on the line to help others. I think with that in mind, I think we can all do something to help others too. Okay. Whatever that may be. Whatever you find that that you can do and you want to do. And again, it might be something as simple as a smile. You know, maybe it's where it's you make some homemade cookies and take them to the fire station for the guys or and women. Maybe it's, you know, whatever the case may be. I really think when this is over with, I think we're going to see just a huge outpouring of, you know, love and respect for what our medical professionals do and all the first responders, because let's face it, right now they are literally putting their lives on their line just to do their job, okay, especially the medical people. It's one thing if you're a fireman or a policeman, you kind of, there is that possibility that you might not come back from that call, okay, but medical people, I don't think they normally are thinking that I'm not going to make it back from work today because I'm going to get some virus from somebody, but they sure are thinking about it now. Okay, so think about them and what they're going through, and then think about your own life and how, you know, you're just being asked to stay home and take care of yourself. But I think with that, I think we can all, you know, reach out to one another and help one another. Finally, whether you believe it or not, you know, let the love of God that is in you or can be in you flow through you. Okay, it's a river of life. Whether you believe in that kind of a thing or not, or what I'm saying, if you do believe, you know what I'm talking about. There is, God puts His love in us. Okay, if you don't believe that, it's okay. All right, but you can believe it, and it can happen. And His love flows through us to other people. Let that happen. Okay, and it'll be a better place for all of us. You know, I think that after all is said and done, I really hope as a world that as we come through this and kind of get back to our normal lives, I hope in some respects they're no longer normal. I hope we have realized how much we need one another and how much care we can show for other people. So appreciate you listening. I'm not going to worry about, you know, all the usual this and that and whatever. I hope you stay well and healthy and stay safe. You know, think about other people, protect yourselves, and by doing that, you're protecting them too. And let's get through this, and we'll do it by having love for one another and working together. So I appreciate you listening. Have a great day and a fantastic tomorrow. Thank you again. Thank you for listening to this episode. It's been an honor and a privilege to spend time with you. I hope you found this of value. Please share it with family and friends. Above all else, with all you're getting, get understanding. May God bless you and keep you, and thank you again.